Amerikalik rassom Atlantika okeani bo'yida katta bo'lgan Daniela Mik suvdan ilhom oladi. Uning asarlarida maftunkor tabiat xushbo'yini, yomg'ir tomchilarini sezasiz. To'lqin va shamolning shovullashini eshitasiz. Talantli musavvir ijodi bilan Amerikaning Toshkentdagi ichxonasida tanishish mumkin. Daniela Mik asarlarini AQShning O'zbekistondagi elchisi George Kroll tanladi. Ikkisi ham Nyu-Jersi shtatidan. Daniela qog'ozga tushirgan tasvirlar okean manzarasi O'zbekiston ahli uchun Amerika san'ati bilan bog'lanish imkonini yaratadi, dedi diplomat. Daniela Mik o'tmishda raqobat kuchli moda sohasida dizayner bo'lib ishlagan. Keyinroq bu sanoatni tark etib, rasm chizishdan dars ola boshlagan.
I needed a creative outlet, so I started taking drawing classes. I started with the human anatomy.
San'atga bo'lgan chanqog'imni qondirishim kerak edi, deydi musavvir. Odam anatomiyasini o'rganib chizishga o'tdim. Oradan 2 yil o'tib akvarel, 5 yildan keyin esa akril kraskasi, keyin pastel kraskasi bilan ishladim. Bugunga kelib hammasida o'quvim bor, lekin asosan akril va pasteldan foydalanaman, deydi musavvir.
But I teach in all media.
Amerika matbuotining yoritishichi rassom Toshkentga Atlantika okeani sohillari, xususan mashhur Jersey sohillaridan bir shingil uzatayotganday. Elchixona ahli va ko'rgazmani ko'rishga boradigan mehmonlarni kutayotgan taassurot haqida Daniela Mik shunday deydi.
I live by a lake and I love the ocean. I get to beach several times a year for a week at a time.
Suv bo'yida yashayman. Okeanni yaxshi ko'raman. Manzara har kuni, har mavsum boshqa. Dengizni chizish ku mutlaqo boshqacha huzur bag'ishlaydi. Har yili plyajga bir necha bor borib, qanchadir payt qolish odatim. Elchixona uchun tanlangan asar juda xayoliy, yengil. Moviy osmon dengizga, dengiz esa sohilga o'tganini arang sezasiz. Sokinlik va osoyishtalikni o'zida aks ettiradi, deydi u.
Where the sky blends into the water that blends into the shore. It reflects a very calm and peaceful feeling.
Tasviriy san'at mohiyati haqida to'xtalar ekan, Daniela Mik haqiqiy rassom ijod qilishdan to'xtashi mumkin emas, buning iloji yo'q deb hisoblaydi.
I think a true artist just has such a passion that if they didn't paint, I don't know what they would do. I mean, it's just such a strong feeling that
shu qadar kuchli xohishki, boshqa bir kasb bilan shug'ullanishni xayolga keltirish qiyin. Iste'dod bilan siylangan odam uni isrof qilishi mumkin emas, deydi usta. Musavvirlik va muallimlik bilan mashg'ul Daniela oilasi, do'st va hamkasblaridan quvvat oladi. Hammasining uyida asarim bor. Yordamidan minnatdorman, deydi ijodkor. Mo'yqalam ustasi uchun uning millati, dini qanchalik muhim degan savolga
"Say everyone's different, everyone feels differently about creating art and why they do it, but it just brings me joy."
U bir xil fikrlaydigan odamning o'zi yo'q. Rasm chizish menga quvonch bag'ishlaydi. Odamning hayotida quvonch bo'lishi kerak axir.
Great that I'm in several galleries and I'm having this opportunity with this art for the embassy's program, but I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it for me.
Ishim bir necha galereyalardan o'rin olgan, lekin muhimi bu emas. Ijod qilishda davom etish, bundan rohatlanish muhim deya javob qiladi u. Mazkur sohani o'rganayotgan yoshlarga ham Daniela Mik xuddi shuni maslahat beradi.
I would tell them to paint every day if it's only for 5 minutes. Do some art every day.
5 daqiqaga bo'lsa ham chizing, keyin odatga aylanadi. Hamma ustaning yaxshi yomon kunlari bo'ladi. O'ziga biroz ishongan, taslim bo'lmaganlar esa g'olib chiqadi, deydi u.
But you have to just believe, and it will come to you.
Nasiba Tohir, Amerika ovozi radiosi.